From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. A declaration of war, says North Korea. North Korea's Foreign Minister Ri Yong-ho said Monday the United States has declared war on his country and Pyongyang would take counteractions if threatened, including shooting down American warplanes in the region. Ri directly linked U.S. President Donald Trump's comments Saturday night on social media to the threat in a tweet late Saturday responding to Ri's United Nations General Assembly speech earlier in the day. Trump wrote, quote, "Just heard Foreign Minister of North Korea speak at UN. If he echoes thoughts of Little Rocket Man, they won't be around much longer." On Monday, North Korea's foreign minister responded through an interpreter.
However, last weekend, Trump claimed that our leadership would be around much longer, and hence, at last, he declared a war on our country. Given the fact that this comes from someone who is currently holding the seat of United States presidency, this is clearly a declaration of war.
The comments follow an escalation in rhetoric between North Korean leaders and President Trump last week during and on the sidelines of the UN General Assembly. The outcome seemed inevitable, at least according to the experts, right from the beginning of campaigning. But unusual results have emerged in prominent elections for much of the last year, including both Britain and the U.S. But Angela Merkel has won a fourth term as Germany's chancellor in a federal election. Merkel's ruling Christian Democrats got a lower share of the vote than predicted. Merkel now joins predecessors Helmut Kohl and Konrad Adenauer as the only post-war chancellors to win four terms. This is V.